Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring podcasts on the Blue Wire Network. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System yet, then you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. Wherever you are across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's Unified, UNIFYD, healing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
Hey, I'm Sam Pasco, and this is the Fantasy Bites podcast. For more insight and analysis, head over to rotowire.com/pod. We first start with the latest RotoWire player news. In the NFL, Mark Ingram, who is listed as questionable for Thursday's game against the Bills, has a chance to play, but he faces an uphill battle to gain clearance ahead of the 8:20 Eastern kickoff time. Justin Fields, who was ruled out for the Bears' Thanksgiving Day matchup, was diagnosed with a few cracked ribs after he recently underwent an MRI. Fields exited Sunday's 16-13 loss to the Ravens early in the third quarter after taking a shot to the ribs, but he was initially believed to be dealing with only a painful bruising in that area after an X-ray and CT scans came back clean. CeeDee Lamb is officially listed as questionable for Thursday's game against the Raiders, though the Cowboys appear optimistic he'll be ready to play. Aaron Rodgers relayed Wednesday that he's dealing with a broken toe but won't miss any game time because of it. For NFL game previews, we have three games on this Thanksgiving Thursday. The Chicago Bears at the Detroit Lions is the first one. The Bears are 3-point underdogs, and the total is set at 41.5. The Bears have hibernated their way to 5 consecutive losses, and could even come up with a win last week, coming out of their bye against the Lamar Jackson-less Ravens squad. Rookie quarterback Justin Fields, who got hurt against Baltimore, will sit out in this one as well, which isn't necessarily a bad thing for the team's win probability. Andy Dalton injected some life into the passing game after replacing Fields. Allen Robinson is hurt, and that gives Matt Nagy more reason to lean on David Montgomery, who romped for 106 yards and 2 touchdowns in Week 4 against the Lions. Detroit, of course, remains winless following their tie against a Steelers squad and a narrow loss to the Browns. The Lions have their own quarterback issues, as Jared Goff is dealing with an oblique issue, but seems intent on only missing one game. Next is the Las Vegas Raiders in Dallas taking on the Cowboys. The Raiders are 7.5-point underdogs, and the total set at 51.5. Remember when the Raiders looked like contenders in the AFC West? Well, 3 consecutive losses after their bye have sent them into the basement of the division, and while they're still clinging to a 500 record, things look pretty bleak for the silver and black. An offense that took good care of the ball in the first half of the season has coughed it up 7 times in those 3 losses, with Derek Carr responsible for 6. Finally, we have the Buffalo Bills in New Orleans taking on the Saints. The Saints are 6-point underdogs, and the total set at 45.5. The stats mostly still say that the Bills are among the best teams in the league on both sides of the ball, but their actual results have been coming up short. They lost 3 of their last 5, getting trucked by both Derrick Henry and Jonathan Taylor, while also simply just not showing up for the Jacksonville game. On the bright side, the only elite running back left on their schedule is Christian McCaffrey, as Alvin Kamara's knee injury will not allow him to play today. A swoon in November is a lot better than one in January, and Josh Allen, 5 picks in the last 3 games, and the team in general have time to get their house in order, and maybe even reclaim that number 1 seed in the conference. The Saints are more obviously in trouble, losing 3 consecutive games. Trevor Siemian does have a 7-2 touchdown interception ratio in those 3 losses, but both picks came last week against the Eagles, and his 57.4% completion rate and 6.6 yards per attempt over that 3-game stretch is a lot less appealing. The New Orleans defense will have to step up once again. The unit haven't allowed a team to top 27 points against it all year until last week's flameout against a mobile quarterback in Jalen Hurts, which doesn't bode well for a clash with Josh Allen, but it might force them into making enough mistakes to keep things close. For everything fantasy sports, sign up for a free 10-day trial on rotowire.com/pod. There's no commitment and no credit card needed. Again, rotowire.com/pod.